countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
And finally this morning, scattered across the country are great Irish houses. Many were built as opulent family homes, but nowadays they're schools, golf clubs, hotels or tourist attractions. But in the 19th century, the Coote family built their grand house at Ballyfin Domain in County Laois. In the 20th century, the Patrician brothers had a secondary school there. And now in the 21st century, the house has been restored to its former glory as a discreet five-star hotel called the Ballyfin Domain, once named the best hotel in the world by Condé Nast. I've never heard of Ballyfin Domain. I'd never heard of it, actually, until word got out that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West spent part of their honeymoon there in 2014. Now, there are rumours that other international celebrities like J.K. Rowling or George Clooney have visited, but shh, the staff are very discreet. They would never, ever comment on their guests. Countrywide's own Brian Moss was actually a student at the Patrician Brothers School at Ballyfin, where one of his teachers was Nina Horn. Brian and Miss Horn recently took a trip to visit the old school, and as they headed out the road from Mount Mellick, the memories came rolling back.
I remember my interview.
Right.
Because my mother came with me.
For your job interview?
Yeah, I was having you're
connection.
Nervous, like, I think, yeah, and I suppose I had a bit of imposter syndrome as well,
yeah.
Because, like, it was always seen as, like, a really good, very academic school.
Yeah.
I kind of felt, am I good enough to be teaching there, you know?
Yeah.
And so Mammy came with me in the car. And all I remember about my first, maybe, week teaching there is what I wore.
And so do I. Mine was a uniform.
Yeah. Well, I just remember I'd only got married that year and I'd lost my wedding ring on the honeymoon. Again, Mammy kept saying to me, you know, why, you can't be going up there with no wedding ring on you when they know you're married. They'd be wondering, why have you no wedding ring on you? So I didn't borrow her wedding ring, but I did borrow her clothes for
right.
the first time.
So you were dressed in your mother's clothes.
I was dressed
for the good first
clothes.
Week of
yeah.
teaching. Yeah, I can remember coming to the school bus and I was just in the uniform. I was really nervous as well.
Yeah.
You got that feeling that Ballyfin was wasn't like your ordinary school. So impressions
no.
mattered, but I must say.
No, absolutely they did, and
as we indicate into the building now,
yeah,
the gates
so
hasn't
fabulous.
Changed. Right, had to go press a button to let us in. It was a lot easier when we were going up to get in.
Absolutely, open door policy back then.
Getting out was the trouble.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So, oh God, isn't it just beautiful, all
yeah.
the growing thing
oh,
and planting.
It's unreal.
But do you remember that was all just basically
tarmac? That was tarmac, Adam, and you went up to the right hand side where the bell would ring.
I used to dread coming down that door.
So Fred Crabill, he unfortunately passed away this year, but he had a passion for Ireland, and his wife Kay is from Kerry, and he had a dream and a desire to find a country estate that had significance that he could then really release his passions in life. His passions were architecture, fine arts, gardens, and to find something like Ballyfin that was as intact as an original domain with 614 acres, a house that dates back to 1820 when it first started being constructed. It was something as a unique proposition. So the house today, it took 4 years for the original, for the Coote family to build the house between 1820 and 1824, but it took us 9 years to do the restoration. But the restoration was far more than just the house. It was a much more broader scheme of the domain as well. A huge labour and a passion.
Peter White, General Manager.
Oh, here's the gold room.
Right, the gold room is another famous room.
Yeah, this was modelled on the
Palace of Versailles,
yeah, and it was all
What was this
mirrors.
Used for when you were teaching?
And inside too, the house is transformed.
That, I mean, the brothers were living in this house,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, trying to heat big rooms of this, these
It was
proportions.
Always cold, like it was...
Yeah, they wouldn't have come in here at night, like, to have a game of Scrabble or anything, do you know what I mean? It was just too cold.
The conservatory was out of bounds to both staff and students in my day. It was derelict and dangerous. So we make a beeline to see it now.
Conservatory, straight down to the end of the house, folks. At the library?
Yeah.
Right.
And on the right hand side there's a door in the corner.
Oh,
the secret door.
Secret door. It's in the right, very far corner.
Right.
And the little handle is a little flick handle about that height. Just
what's
lifts
your
up.
Name? Declan. Declan. What's your surname?
Cuddy.
Oh, oh, and you're a leash hand.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, you,
Declan,
you went to school here?
Yeah.
Thanks, Declan. Thanks very much. No, like, so.
This is the library. Look at this book here. Patrician College Ballyfin, compiled and edited by Kieran Tinkler. Yeah, Mr. Tinkler was a teacher here, originally from Port Harlington.
That's right. He taught me French, actually.
And that was
God Almighty.
Kieran's passion project. It's a lovely big coffee table book.
Wow, goodness. Yeah. Yeah. My God.
There's Mr. O'Connell, Lord of Marcian.
Yeah, nice man.
Yeah.
There's Robert Sheen, picture of Robert Sheen, the actor, because he is, of course, a former pupil here.
Yeah.
Love, hate, all that kind of stuff. And all the old Tower magazines. Well, have a look at that. So this was the school magazine.
Yeah.
Some of my old classmates. God, there's lads here you haven't seen in years. Yeah.
And I'd like to mention our Mrs. Barry.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tully there. Tully was a legendary football coach around East Year Park.
There's a staff
one up here.
I'm probably standing beside Miss O'Connor. Yeah, there
you are. There you are, in the Tower magazine.
The tall ones were always put at the back with the men.
God, somewhere.
Mr. Scott passed away
recently.
Yeah,
recently.
Brilliant maths teacher, lovely man, a very good friend of mine. I remember him. Brian Mac. He was from Port Leash.
Okay.
You know, he played for Leash then. Oh,
Bruno McCormack, Brian McCormack, yeah. He was a good footballer, actually, very good footballer. There I am there.
Well, look, you had hair.
Actually, I know I had hair then, yeah. I was full of promise. What happened? God, yeah. You see all those lads again.
I think that's a secret door.
What looks like a
bookcase?
Oh, it's a secret door, right.
Look at this.
This is class. Oh, going through our secret door into the conservatory. Oh my goodness.
Oh, look at this. Look at the glass.
The glass is all the original glass,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, and that's all the original lead work. And you can hear the
waterfall.
Actually, what this is probably more correctly called is an orangery.
For growing oranges, like?
Or I don't know whether it always meant that they would grow oranges, but it would be for tropical things. People like the Coots. The younger generation would have gone off on the grand tours, you know, they would have gone off
to the continents,
touring,
and seeing things and trees
brought
and
back bits and pieces of seeds, if that's what they were into.
Now we're getting a full view of the grounds now through this unreal conservatory. That's changed outside as well, isn't it? No?
It's planting
bigger,
is different, isn't it? There's a rhododendron tree. Do you remember the rhododendron tree?
Yes.
And there was another one down at the lake, and it would always bloom around. Just when you knew the summer was coming then, really.
I didn't appreciate, because you're in school, just how picturesque my school was, you know.
You were busy looking at the girls.
I was busy looking at the girls. They were also picturesque.
Also picturesque.
And what will the future bring?
With Fred's recent passing, we have a new change with his two sons who have now stepped up and have very quickly made a 10-year plan of where they want the estate to go. It's about the land and securing the land, trying to remove some of those pine forests that were planted and replanting with native oaks, encouraging the birds, the bees, the wildlife that are on the estate. And then those guests that are here then get to enjoy that at a different level and see what sort of Irish sort of countryside is all about.
Well, that was Peter White, General Manager, ending Brian Moss's visit to Ballyfin with his former teacher, Miss Horn. I think, Brian, your teacher's pet there. He's really trying hard to be. Anyway, if you win that 50 times rolled over lotto this weekend, that might be a nice place to go. And believe me, they won't tell a soul.